Welcome to Meditate with the Mystics. My name is Amy Edelstein. This meditation will be guided by the insight and understanding from the Tibetan teacher Lama Yeshe on the nature of ego and the mind. When you meditate, you can see why today you're up, tomorrow you're down. Mood swings are caused by your mind. People who don't check within themselves come up with very superficial reasons, like I'm unhappy today because the sun's not shining. But most of the time, your ups and downs are due primarily to psychological factors. When a strong wind blows, the clouds vanish and the blue sky appears. Similarly, when the powerful wisdom that understands the nature of the mind arises, the dark clouds of ego disappear. Beyond the ego, the agitated, uncontrolled mind, lie everlasting peace and satisfaction. That's why Lord Buddha prescribed penetrative analysis of both your positive and your negative sides. In particular, when your negative mind arises, instead of being afraid, you should examine it more closely. You see, Buddhism is not at all a tactful religion, always trying to avoid giving offense. Buddhism addresses precisely what you are and what your mind is doing in the here and now. That's what makes it so interesting. You can't expect to hear only positive things. Sure, you have a positive side, but what about the negative aspects of your nature? To gain an equal understanding of both, an understanding of the totality of your being, you have to look at your negative characteristics as well as the positive ones, and not try to cover them up. As you sit in meditation, allow yourself to sink into the silence and the stillness. Let yourself settle into space where you're able to observe the nature of the mind. Give yourself time first to let go and to settle more deeply into yourself. As you let go, you can experience that your center, yourself, resides in a deeper place within you. And from there, you're able to observe simply and without reaction the nature of the mind and your thoughts. What you're habitually occupied with, the mechanical, repetitive nature of thought generation as it crosses through the surface of your awareness. As you begin the meditation, you may experience no thoughts. That the mind plays hide and seek. And the moment you're ready to observe it dispassionately, it quiets itself. Keep observing from the deeper part of yourself. Keep paying attention and become aware of a mechanical current of thought that is present. Become aware of the simple thoughts. Your awareness of noise around you. Your judgment of that noise as good or bad, necessary or unnecessary, positive, or the result of somebody else's inattention. Notice your pattern of thought and the pattern of judgment that follows those thoughts. Keep observing so you become aware of the fingerprint of your own mental continuum. From a place that's not identified particularly, one way or another, with the nature of your mind. Become aware of the habitual worries or the habitual lists that you make, the projects, the plans, the aspirations, the self-criticisms, the self-judgments. The awareness the ideas about the world, the ideas about your community. Become a dispassionate observer of the mechanical nature of thought, and particularly of your own rhythm of thought and habits of mind. Pay attention from a place that's neither moving towards nor away from the content of the mind. As Lama Yeshe teaches, when you meditate, you can see why today you're up, tomorrow you're down. Mood swings are caused by your mind. People who don't check within themselves come up with very superficial reasons, like, I'm unhappy today because the sun's not shining. But most of the time, your ups and downs are due primarily to psychological factors. When a strong wind blows, the clouds vanish and blue sky appears. Similarly, when the powerful wisdom that understands the nature of the mind arises, the dark clouds of ego disappear. Beyond the ego, the agitated, uncontrolled mind, lie everlasting peace and satisfaction. That's why Lord Buddha prescribed penetrative analysis of both your positive and your negative sides. In particular, when your negative mind arises, instead of being afraid, you should examine it more closely. You see, Buddhism is not at all a tactful religion, always trying to avoid giving offense. Buddhism addresses precisely what you are and what your mind is doing in the here and now. That's what makes it so interesting. You can't expect to hear only positive things. Sure, you have a positive side, but what about the negative aspects of your nature? To gain an equal understanding of both, an understanding of the totality of your being, you have to look at your negative characteristics as well as the positive ones, and not try to cover them up. As we draw this meditation to a close, dedicate any merit that you've generated through your efforts to understand the mind and to gain self-knowledge to the benefit of all sentient beings.